This Terrace A radio destination takes us to the southern Flinders Ranges. We're getting set for the Wilmington Show on Sunday, September 15. We're joined by the President and Secretary of the Wilmington Show Society. Good morning, Melanie Ellard.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Great, thanks, and thank you for joining us. So the Wilmington Show, it's come around again. I tell you what, this year's just it's just going by so quickly, isn't it?
Oh, look, I think every year comes, it's just getting quicker and quicker and quicker. I'm getting sick or tired already of them telling us how close we are to Christmas. It's just very scary.
Yeah. So with this show here, is it pretty close to an all-year-round thing? So once last year's show was finished, would it have been straight away on the ground running to get this year's show organised?
It certainly is. Due to the fact that we are actually only a small committee, I basically finish the show in September. I take probably a month off, and then I start again in the October to start getting things underway. Because as we say, it's just around the corner.
Okay, so this year's Wilmington show, I guess we've got a family kind of country atmosphere going on.
Yes, we certainly do. We've got a few things going on this year. We've actually got lucky enough to have our Ute Muster. We had it due to a convener moving on. We didn't have the Ute Muster for a couple of years, but we've got a new convener, some great prizes. We've got some sponsorship that is actually from Roxby Down, so from some of the businesses up in Roxby. So hopefully we will be able to get some beautiful utes back onto the grounds this year.
Good to have the Ute Muster back again, and I'm guessing there'd be a few different categories as well.
There certainly is. From streetcar back right down to the most feral. there's a few categories there, and depending on what we've got, we can actually add categories on the day that we can put cars into depending on when they arrive and what they've got.
Okay, let's look at the agricultural side of it. Plenty of animals there for the kiddies to enjoy.
Yes, there is. Obviously, we've got our horses in action. Unlike the other shows, we don't actually show cattle or sheep, but we do have a cattle exhibition that's there. Daniel and his family come up from Crystal Brook every year with their cattle, and they're actually going to be part of our Mount Moriah Trail this year, so that's for the kids. They get a show bag from the Secretary's office, and then they can wander around the show and collect goodies as they walk around the show with their parents.
Oh, great. What about sideshow kind of things? Is that happening as well?
Yes, we do have. We will be having a couple of sideshows in. We don't have a lot, again, because we are only a small show, but we are getting some sideshows in. We're also got some live music happening from locals, local musicians in Wilmington. We've got a magician that's coming up from Adelaide to do some magic tricks for the kids. So there's something there for everybody on the day.
And there's nothing quite like food at the show because I know it's the stuff you're not meant to normally eat, but hey, it's only once a year. We deserve it, don't we?
That's exactly right. Show day, it doesn't matter what we eat on show day because that's right, it's a special kind of day. We'll have food galore for everybody that's looking for something. We'll have food there. We have the usual barbecue, which is a fundraiser for one of our local committees in Wilmington. And then obviously we'll have other food, show food there for those that are looking for it.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, the Wilmington Show, Sunday, September 15. Melanie, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for that, Dave.
For more information on this Tourist A radio destination, head to tourista.com.au.